It's WAIF, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. This would be Jim from Fairfield. What's going on, Jim?
How you guys?
Hey, you doing okay? What's
good
up,
man? Good show, man.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Can you do me a favor?
Hmm?
I play in the band called Leap Skyward.
Leap friggin' Skyward. We know all about it.
Yeah, we're trying to find a couple backing vocalist chicks.
You mean like a couple of black girls that can sing like the Shirelles?
Well, that would be perfect. But
what about like on the back of backing up Ted Nugent when he says, pretend like your face is a Maserati?
A Maserati! But I was hoping you guys could help me out. Now, maybe, I know you guys have got a lot of calls and all kinds of stuff come in.
Right.
But the way we're going to do it, today is the first day we decided we needed that. So what I was going to do, if it's okay with you guys, is first, before we even talk to him, I was going to have him call in on your show. Between 10 and 12, to you guys can ask him any pertinent questions that you know you might need to ask female backing vocalists.
Okay.
Could you help me with that? Could you help us with the interview process?
We just got to make sure that they can hit the high notes.
Yeah, well, you guys are expert interviewers. I'm merely a drunk rock singer. So.
Okay, well, let me see if I get this straight. You're Jim Miller. You're the lead singer of a local rock band called Leap Skyward.
Right.
And you sound like this. And that's what you guys sound like, right?
Pretty much. And you guys are missing the Leap Skyward Christmas song, but I'll give you that later.
Well,
but I don't want you making fun of it.
Well, I always make fun of it.
Does it mention Chex Party Mix?
No, it doesn't.
Does it mix up the baby Jesus and plastic Santas?
No, but you know what? I did hear you. I was in Chicago about a month ago,
mm-hmm.
And I heard, Rob, I heard you mention Wacker Street.
Yeah.
And I was just, I had to laugh and struggle a little bit because I have to admit that I've walked down Wacker Street a little bit more than I'd like to admit. But besides that,
Rob walks down Pudwacker Street every day.
There you go, Chris.
So you guys help us out?
Just beat it off, or just beat it to death, Chris.
If any willing female vocalists will call your show, would you interview them for me?
Sure. Now, let me see if I get this straight. You're Jim Miller.
Yes, I am.
You're the lead singer of this band called Leap Skyward.
Right.
And you sound like this. And you're looking for some backup singers, a couple of chicks that can sing backup, who got really big breasts and can sing all the real high notes.
Single.
What about the young singing star you had here in the studio a couple nights ago?
The young Onane? That reminds me of, because if you look on our Leap Skyward website, leapskyward.com,
leapskyward.com,
you can see a picture of me, Onane, Chris and Rob live, or not live, but a picture from the Wave Studios. And there's also a link to the Chris and Rob talk show.
So let me see if I get this straight, Jim. You're Jim Miller. You're the lead singer of Leap Skyward, and you sound like this. And you got a website, and it's leapskyward.com.
Right.
And I'm the fan of the month.
Yes, you are.
You know what I heard you get when you're fan of the month?
What?
I heard, number one, when you're fan of the month, you can't fight the girls away. And number two, when you're fan of the month, all your friends want to get you high.
That's exactly right.
All right, well, I'm fan of the month, so check out leapskyward.com if you're a computer geek.
You know what I'm going to do Saturday? I'm going to go see Monkey Biscuit and Mojo Nixon.
That's down at Sudsy's, isn't it?
Yeah, and then I'm going to walk down to my own gig at Top Cat.
Okay, so Leap Skyward is the name of your band, and you sound like this. And you're playing at Top Cat's on Saturday night.
But that's not why I was calling. The most important thing is we want backing vocalists. We want backing vocalists. But the only way we're going to take them is if they call the Chris and Rob. That's the first part of the interview process. You know how you got, if you have band rehearsals, you got to be a certain place at a certain time.
This is kind of fun, Jim.
The first requirement is calling into you guys. If they don't call you, they can't be in the band.
All right, shut up, Jim. Here's what we're going to do. If you'd like to be a backup singer in Jim's band,
right,
they're called Leap Skyward, and they sound like this. And if you'd like to call in and become a backup singer for that band, call now, 961-8900. That phone number again is 961-8900. Call now. And if we don't get any calls in 5 minutes, you're done.
Why don't you want a guy backup singer?
Well, it's a girl thing. We need a little bit more aesthetics.
Can the other guys in the band sing? Or, oh, this is, yeah. So they got a little.
Not really. They're usually, you know, singing requires a slight bit of sobriety and, you know, less resin in your lungs than most people in my band have. So we need somebody that's a little bit more organized.
All right. I think we may have somebody here for you, Jim. Jim, say hello to Bobby. Hi, Bobby. You're on with Chris
and
Rob.
Hold on. Jim is the
thing. Hi, Bobby. You're on with Chris and Rob and Jim. Whoa, cool.
Oh, yeah. Bobby's into psychedelics. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Bobby?
Hi. Do you need mail?
Not really.
Why not?
Sing a song.
Sing a song?
Let me hear you sing something.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. You like that?
Nope. Hang
All
up
right,
on him.
All right, well, hang up on him. Okay.
Thanks for trying, Bobby. Get rid of that, Jim. Please get rid of that. Jim, whatever you're doing, for the love of God, get rid of that.
Are you still there, Jim Miller?
It.
Huh?
Are you still there, Jim Miller?
That would be a good backing singer if we were playing at Colors down there in Northside. Besides that, I don't think he'd work.
Okay, hold on a minute, Jim Miller. We'll try this one more time.
Okay.
If there's any ladies out there that would like to be a backup singer for a rock and roll band that sounds like this, call now at 961-8900. Leap Skyward from leapskyward.com is looking for a backup singer for their band. You know, in the late 70s when Dylan went Christian, he got a bunch of girls to sing backup.
That's what we're trying to do.
Hey, Jim, how do you respond to the criticism that Leap Skyward is a Neanderthal sexist organization?
I agree with that, man. We're not really modern. We're definitely not politically correct.
Do you believe women should be given equal pay for equal work?
Yes, I do. But you know what I do hate hearing?
What
is when you hear girls trying to sing men's songs in cover bands.
Like what?
Like when you hear some girl trying to freak away through a Led Zeppelin song.
Hold on, are you taking a leap?
As a matter of fact, I am.
God, you're gross. No, what the heck?
You asked me about Neanderthal, I figured that'd be appropriate time to take a leak.
Leak Skyward? All right, this is your last chance. You got about 30 seconds or less. If you'd like to be a backup singer for Leap Skyward, call now, 961-8900. Ladies only, they're looking for a couple of girls to sing backup. And Leap Skyward is the band. They sound like this. Call now, 961-8900.
And I got to tell you, the possible candidates, you know, just because you're a backup singer now doesn't mean you'll be a backup singer forever. Sheryl
Crow
was a backup singer for Michael Jackson. Now look at her. She's a big platinum-selling artist.
That's exactly right.
So you can go from the backup singing deal to being in the front row. It's not that difficult. So this might be a good way to get in the showbiz door, ladies.
And you guys can blow me off if you want, but I'm going to ask you to do the initial interviews. The first call will be to me. Okay, you can sing. The second call, you have to call between 10 and 12 and talk to Chris and Rob.
What kind of stage outfits are we talking about?
Anything they want to wear, as long as they can sing and they're hip. We definitely want good-looking girls. But, you know, stage outfits I don't think is an important part. Just to play, if you want to play for free, that's the best part. I'm just teasing, but I'm going to have some people call you if you don't mind.
Okay.
You guys okay with that?
Yeah, we're cool.
Thank you, Jim Miller.
Okay.
You guys
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jim Miller from the band Leap Skyward. They sound like this. And they're looking for a backup singer. Thanks, Jim.
You guys are great.
Later. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and Leap Skyward sounds like this. We're going to take a call now from Corey. Hello, Corey. Are you on?
Yes, I am.
Corey, a little while ago on the program, we were talking to Jim Miller. He's the lead singer of Leap Skyward. They're a local band here in Cincinnati that really rock. Have you heard of Leap Skyward?
I have.
Leap Skyward sounds like this. And Leap Skyward is wanting to audition some female backup singers. Kind of like when Dylan went electric, or kind of like the Shirelles, right?
Uh-huh.
And you want to be one of those singers?
I do.
And you're going to audition right here on the program?
Sure.
I hope that Jim Miller is tuned in and listening. He's the lead singer of the band, and he's the guy who's making the decision of who makes it into Leap Skyward and who doesn't.
Okay.
So sing something.
What do you want? Anything?
Hey, you're auditioning. Hit us with your best shot.
Oh, well, I don't think you can handle that, but I'll tone it down a little bit for you. Oh, let me see.
We don't do anything toned down on this show, baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Can you sing Hit Me With Your Best Shot by Pat Benatar?
Well, I don't know all the words, but I can, like, sing the Hit Me With Your Best Shot part.
It goes, you're a real tough cooker. You're a real tough cookie with a long history of breaking little hearts like you've done to me.
How about I sing a little phrase for you? Okay?
Anything but Titanic.
How about Heartbreak?
It's not Titanic.
Love, take a...
Okay, Corey.
Okay. You've got that something, something I can't describe. Gives me that feeling, gives me that freaky vibe. You've got that something, that makes me feel so fine. Makes it worth waiting until the day that you will be mine, all mine.
Okay, Jim, if you're still tuned in, call us now at 961-8900.
So you'd be the alto, not the soprano of the group.
Oh, I can. I have a pretty wide range.
Let's hear. That was your lower range. Let's hear some in your upper register.
Oh, God. I can sing Italian arias for you.
Oh, yeah. Give us a little Rigoletto.
How about Per la Gloria?
That's fine. Carmen, whatever. It's all the same to me.
Okay. If I can remember how it goes. Per la gloria d'adorarvi. See, I can sing pretty high.
What about West Side Story? Do you know, like, I Want to Live in America or anything like that?
No, I try to stay away from show tunes.
But I know West Side Story is Leonard Bernstein. It's not show tunes. Show tunes is Oklahoma.
Yes, it is show tunes, Chris.
Oklahoma.
You know Oklahoma?
No, I don't.
You know any Judy Garland or Liza Minnelli?
No, not really. Well, I know...
Do you know Big Brass by Leap Skyward?
It goes like this. Do you know that song?
I've never really heard them before, if to be perfectly honest. But I've heard that they were really awesome, and I've been wanting to get out there and see them. But I just turned 21, so.
Okay, Corey, check this. We're going to get to the refrain here. Wait, that's not the song.
Are you hot, Corey?
Very.
You're very hot?
Oh, yeah.
What do you look like?
Well, I'm about 5'7". I've got short auburn hair, hazel eyes. I wear about a size 4 or 5. what else do you want to know?
Well, how big are your boobs?
They're a 32C.
Oh. Okay, this is the song
C
you're going to have.
Sometimes, depending on the time of the month.
Corey, this is the song you're going to have to sing. Now, you think you can pull that one off, Corey?
Sure.
Let's hear it. Hold on a minute. Is Jim Miller...
I can barely hear it.
Okay, I think Jim has just called in. Are you with us, Jim?
She's doing great, man.
Jim, this is Corey. Corey, sing the refrain to that song. It goes, give me a woman, give me a woman with big breasts.
Okay, play it again.
Good.
Play it again.
All
right. We are.
It's coming. How you doing, Jim?
Doing good, man. You guys are doing great on in the interview process. It's working out really well.
You got it, Corey?
No, I don't. I can barely hear it.
That's not fair.
I'm hearing so much.
Good.
Huh?
Hey, Rob?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think that she sounds like she can sing. That sounds like a definite. She knows how to sing.
Right.
It also sounds
she
like...
She sounds like she's hot, too.
She does sound pretty cute.
Oh, you should hear my answering
That's
machine.
An important part.
You need to call up and put my answering machine over your
she
radio.
Can do the, sounds like she can do the alto, the soprano. She does wacky answering machine messages. That might be a strike against her.
Hey, Corey.
Oh, come on now.
Here's the question, Corey, is do you have hot friends?
Oh, God, they're countless.
Do you mind working for little or no money?
Oh, of course
Starting
not.
Out, I mean, the big time's just around the corner for Leap Friggin' Skyward.
That's right.
You'll be working for free beer for a while, but free beer isn't always a bad thing.
That's exactly right. Hey, Chris?
Yes?
Rob?
Yes?
Scale of 1 to 10, what do you give young Corey?
Solid 8 for me.
Solid 9 for me because she sounds hot.
She does sound hot.
She's
I get
21.
An extra point for that, huh?
I think we should allow her into the Leap Skyward roach-infested, rat-infested rehearsal space and maybe sing a song or two with
her. Corey, we got one more question.
Well, here's the deal, Jim. You get a girl singer in the band,
yeah.
She'll clean up your rehearsal space.
No,
and she'll make dinner, too. She'll have
funny.
A big pot
that's
of pasta.
That's not why we're looking for
I do roadkill, sure.
Hey, Corey.
Uh-huh.
I was just kidding. I'm really a gentleman. I just did that for comic
that's
effect.
That's what all the boys say.
I think what you need to do is you need to get into the rehearsal space and say to that damn drummer of theirs, the married guy whose wife cooks the mean meatloaf, and say to that guy, hey, guy, what's his name again, Steve or something?
Jerry Mountain Man
Jerry.
Taylor.
You need to say to Jerry Mountain Man, you say, Jerry Mountain Man, put on them bib overalls and get busy on the floor.
I will do that.
This is exciting, isn't it?
Ain't it though?
Isn't this big, Corsi? Look, a big rock and roll, big rock and roll band. You're on a big radio show. Isn't this working out good?
Okay, here's what we're gonna do, Jim Miller from LeapSkyward.com. If you want to know more about Leap Skyward, check out their website at LeapSkyward.com. We're gonna take both you guys off, put you on hold, and hook you guys up. You can trade phone numbers, go out on a date. See if she wants to be your backup singer or not. All right?
If it could be one of those, like, what's the one thing where you decide whether you're gonna leave your current mate to go with the other maid on TV?
And we're not having any of that here. We're just hooking you up with a singer. Is that okay with you, Corey?
Oh, that's great for me.
All right, beautiful. Let's exchange numbers.
Okay.
You guys stay tuned, and this is the Chris and Rob Show. We'll be right back.